attitude. And this will be part 5 in the series. If you have followed what we have been talking about, I just want to do a little bit of recap. We started by defining what an attitude is. I explained what an attitude represents. Then we went ahead to begin to look at truths that you need to know about your attitude. I think I gave us about 21 truths that you must be familiar with when we talk about the subject of attitude. Then we started looking at the third part of the message was factors or things that influences or shapes our attitude. And we looked at 12 of them. That was where we stopped. By the special grace of God today, our focus this evening, I'm trusting God that God will help us to wrap it up tonight. I want to start talking about the things that will help you to cultivate or develop a positive attitude. Or if you like, how to develop a positive attitude. What we have been doing for the past 4 weeks is mainly or majorly foundational. It's important that we do that so that you can understand the length, the breadth, the height, and the depth of attitude. So ask your neighbor one more time. Say, how is your attitude? They'll respond. Are you having a better attitude? Are you having a stronger attitude? Are you improving in your attitude walk? Philippians 2 verse 5. That's our text. Let this mind be in you, which was also in what? Now, the word mind there is the word attitude. Better translation, New American Standard Version, says, have this attitude in yourselves, which was also in Christ Jesus. Another translation that is better is known as God's Words Translation. It says, have the same attitude that Jesus Christ had. Now, if you read this passage, Philippians 2, if you read it down, you will discover that the attitude that Jesus had was majorly the attitude of obedience, amen, humility, and submission. That is within context of that passage. But we are looking at the subject of attitude generally, amen, somebody. Now, it's good to have an attitude of humility, an attitude of submission, an attitude of obedience, but that is just some examples of the positive attitude we are supposed to have. By the way, what is a positive attitude? If you remember, I said a positive attitude is having the right kind of attitude in any given situation of life. Having the right kind of attitude, or having the kind of attitude that God wants you to have in any situation or life. So that simply means that God wants me to have a particular kind of attitude in any circumstance. Ladies and gentlemen, God has great expectations concerning us. Amen. I said amen. And it's important for us to know that whether good, bad, ugly situations, there are some kind of attitude that God expects of you as a Christian. And I want to believe that God will help us as we progress tonight. To refresh our memory, what is an attitude? An attitude is the way you think or feel about a thing. An attitude is a settled way of thinking or feeling about a thing. An attitude is inward feelings expressed by outward behavior. And an attitude also means viewpoint, your outlook, your perspective, or your posture. You know, we take certain posture or position on matters, on issues. It is because of our attitude. Amen? And ladies and gentlemen, I don't want to spend more time, you know, going over what attitude is, but the bottom line of what I'm talking about tonight is that you and I need to grow, develop, and you know, cultivate new and better attitudes. Amen, somebody. There's no how you can succeed. There's no how you can succeed in your walk with the Lord and becoming all that God wants you to become with a stinking attitude. Amen, somebody. Some people have a stinking attitude. Some people have a negative attitude. And your attitude shows in everything that you do. Amen. I said amen. I'm not trying to get your attention. I said amen. So let us begin to delve in tonight into how can I cultivate, how can I develop a better attitude? How can my attitude be better? How can I have a positive attitude in any given situation of life? We are going to be looking at some very important principles that will help you to cultivate the right kind of attitude in whatsoever situations of life. And if you are ready for that, say amen, somebody. Now, the first thing that you need to do that will help you to develop the right kind of attitude is to evaluate your current state of attitude now. Evaluate your current state of what? Attitude. Listen, whether you agree with what I'm telling you or not, every one of us is somewhere now. You are somewhere with regards to your attitude, your current attitude, your present attitude. I mean, you may not be where you probably want to, but you are somewhere now. Amen, somebody. You know, while I was thinking about this point this morning, one of the things God said to me was that, you know, we desire to go somewhere, but most of the time, we don't consider where we are first. Let me give you a very good example. If you want to go to Lagos, amen? I said amen. You must consider your present what? Location first. That will help you to know the routes or routes, depending. You are going to what? Follow. You can't just say, I want to go to Lagos, and you will discard your present what? Location. Now, I know many of us have said, no. What I'm particular about is developing a positive attitude. That's my focus. That's my desire. Listen, before you get to where you are going to, you must consider where you are now. That's what we call, they call it in the world of business or project management, SWOT analysis. What is SWOT analysis? Basically, it's a strategic principle of planning that helps you to evaluate your strengths, your weaknesses, your opportunities, and threats. Amen? That's what they call it, SWOT. Amen, somebody? Now, you may probably see what I'm talking about now, the evaluation of your attitude like a SWOT analysis kind of thing. You've got to analyze where you are now. Amen? Hello? If you are here, say amen, somebody. So the question is, where are you now? Where are you now? In your journey or on your journey of attitude growth, where are you? Now, it's clear we are not all on the same level with regards to our attitude. Yes or no? Yes, we are not all on the same level. Some people's attitude have grown better than others. Some people's attitude have not grown much. Now, it's not because God loves those people more than those other people. No. That's why you need to do evaluation. Say evaluation. You know, the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 13 verse 5, examine yourselves to see whether you're in the faith. In other words, check up on yourself. Carry an inventory on your attitude live now. Find out where am I now. There's a scripture in 1 Corinthians 11 verse 31. It says, if we judge ourselves, we will not be judged. So tap your neighbor, just step on the scale. Now, when I say evaluate your current level of attitude now, what am I implying? I'm simply saying you will probably need to take a paper, Because this will help you better to do it. And you begin to ask yourself questions like what? What are my current good, positive attitudes? What are the attitudes that I have now that is working for me, that is very good, that is very positive, that is right? And I think that's a good way to start. You begin to write it down. Maybe attitude of faith, attitude of courage, attitude of confidence, attitude of perseverance, and so on and so forth. Amen? I said amen. Then number two, ask yourself another question. What are some of the negative attitudes that I have? If you are going to be frank with yourself, you agree with me that you've got some negative attitudes. Something happened, was it Sunday evening? Amen, somebody. My wife were having a conversation in the evening. Amen, somebody. And I noticed some things. Amen, somebody. She's laughing. Maybe she doesn't want me to say it. Glory be to God. You know, I noticed some things about our mood. And I said, what's the problem? He said, nothing. I said, no, there's something somewhere. Amen, somebody. And by the time I now pro, amen, somebody. Evidently, it was something that happened during the day. Amen, somebody. And she said, this attitude of yours, I've always spoken to you about this attitude. And, you know, it's like, I said, I'm going to be looking at you. And you know when you say you're going to be looking at somebody? You're on yourself. I mean, you're on your own. Amen, somebody. I said, you don't have taken that kind of attitude now. You should have spoken about it. He said, but you know, I've spoken about this thing over and over. I said, it's not me. Amen. So it's not me like that. Amen, somebody. I said, it's not me like that. It's part of my, you know, the baggage. Amen, somebody. That I've carried. Amen, somebody. That I have to begin to work on. Amen, somebody. Some people are laughing. You know, at times you may need to enlist your spouse or your very good friend who can help you to really, you know, come out with some of those. Because, you know, at times we don't see ourselves very well. Hello? There are others who see you better. They will tell you the things you can't see. Amen, somebody? And if you want to be honest about yourself, you accept it and stop arguing. Look at your neighbor and say, accept the truth. So what are the negative attitudes that probably you have now? Write it out. Another question, what are your neutral attitudes? Neutral attitudes are attitudes of, you know, being nonchalant, being passive, being inactive, attitude that will not make you to respond to things like you ought to. Every one of us have neutral attitudes. So, I mean, you probably have to list these things and look at, you know, where are you? And after you have done a thorough analysis or evaluation, yeah, you need to draw up an action plan. Because it's not just enough to say, okay, this is where I am. This is what I have. Then, of course, I need to have an action plan. How do I go from where I am now to where I desire to be? Amen, somebody? And you see, part of the action plan are the things we're going to be talking about today. Amen? But it's important everybody does this evaluation. Please take the time to do this evaluation yourself so that you can find out where you are on your way to where you desire to be. If you understood what I said, say amen. So that's very important. That's the first thing. Evaluate your current level of attitude now. Then number two. Second thing that will help us to develop a positive attitude is you need to have a desire to change your attitude. There must be a desire to improve. There must be a desire to get better. Listen, things don't get better without your desire. Somebody, a wise man once said, the starting point of all great accomplishments is in our desire. And that is true. Listen, you can't accomplish anything great in life. It will first start with a desire, a burning desire. Listen, if you have done your analysis or evaluation properly, you see where you are, and you know the things you need to improve on, then it should ignite a holy fire within you. How can I have? I need to improve on my attitude. I don't like how my doubts, my fears, because those are attitudes. Amen. My fears, my doubt, my unbelief, those things can cripple a man's life. I want to have the attitude of faith, attitude of perseverance, attitude of diligence. I don't want to be the kind of person that does not get the job done. Those are attitudes that we need to deal with and embrace. I want to ask you a question. How strong is your desire for a change? You know, most of the time, change is not accidental. Sometimes we say change is not accidental. There must be a desire. There must be a longing. Matthew 5:6. Blessed are those who hunger and fast for righteousness' sake, for they shall be what? They shall be filled. You see, if there's no desire, then there won't be any change. I want to say that again. If there's no desire, there won't be any change. God told me years ago, He said strong desires will produce strong results, while weak desires will produce weak results. If your desire is not strong enough, you won't see the change that you desire in your life. If you really want to see change, meaningful change, powerful changes, then you must want it so bad. Amen. I remember him.